People often ask that can we foresee destiny, foresee fate? And there is a valid reason for it, because if I foresee my fate, can I modify it? That comes the next question. So people go to soothsayers, they go to parrot readers and tarot readers and fortune tellers, but the key to fate is within us. We can foresee and we can change our fate. Let me say how. Look at a car going on the road. How do you know where it's going to go? There are three ways. One is, look at the direction of the wheels. So whenever I am going by the side of the car, my eyes are not on the body of the car but wheel. If the wheel is turning this way, stay put. The car may look as if it's going straight, but it's going to turn left. Second is, if you can somehow know the steering, which way the person is turning the steering. And the third, if by some mechanism we could enter into the mind of the driver. So when we look inside us, the wheel are our actions. We will go where our actions are leading us. So it's so important to know what we are doing, why we are doing. Because actions are driven by motives. And we may cheat the whole world, but we cannot cheat our own self and the divine witness. Second, the steering. Which way our thoughts are going. Whichever way the steering turns, the wheels turn that way. So that's why the wise have always said, watch over your thoughts. And third, deep within, the secret aspiration, as I said, the intent in the mind of the driver. What do I want to be at the end of the day? What is it that I secretly seek? These are the three things necessary. So, watch over the actions. Don't just randomly continue to act. Be conscious. Before we act, we should just step back. This is simple practice. Before we speak, before we act, before we do something, step back for a moment and see whether this action is going to create harmony, goodwill, help me grow, help this earth progress, make things beautiful, or whether my speech and actions are going to create discord, division, hatred, confusion, chaos. If I create confusion, it is going to affect me and confuse my own mind, because those who sow the wind reap the whirlwind. Second, every day watch over the thoughts. Become an observer and see what kind of thoughts are coming and passing through me. Put a red tick. I don't want these. Put a green tick. These are wonderful thoughts. And put a blue tick that you have observed them, you have not judged them. And finally, try to find what your true aspiration is. What do you really want to become? A doctor, an engineer, a wealthy man, a successful entrepreneur, a good human being, or something more than human. Whatever we secretly choose, that is where destiny will take us. Namaste.